it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is The Burt Show.
You guys are going to have to help me with this because well, here's
I'm too,
what I remember.
I'm too distracted now. I'm thinking of Jeff and Spanx.
Here's what I remember about Barbara. Barbara was a woman that we located as part of Love, Lost, and Found.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, there was a guy trying to find her.
She's an AirTran flight attendant, and he bumped into her on a shuttle van at the airport and decided that he needs to meet her. She's the woman of his dreams. And that's where it ended for me. You guys were looking for her, and then I think we left for Burt's Big Adventure, and then I got sick.
We found her through a loaf of bread and Facebook.
Yes.
Because she had a loaf of bread in her bag.
Okay.
And that was one of the identifying factors, and then they narrowed it down, and then some of her friends found her on Facebook.
And right. Then, and what happened when we found her?
She came on with us and talked to him. She did remember the exchange, although it was a little vague for her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, she sounds like somebody that was, like, really friendly with anybody and everybody.
Okay. Right.
And so she was really friendly with him, but she said she was not married, that she was not in a relationship currently,
right.
but that she was looking forward to getting into a relationship with this guy who was overseas in the military. And they had been friends and sort of reconnected as friends just before he was deployed.
Okay.
So they had been writing letters back and forth like every day, every other day.
It's that movie with the big love girl.
Dear John.
Yeah.
Exactly. Dear John.
And so he was going to be coming home in March. So she was flattered by this guy, Love, Lost, and Found, looking for her. And she would have been open to a date, but she was really focused on military guy.
Oh, my God. It's March now.
I know.
That's why we're going to talk to her.
We should check in with Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Did we get that right?
I am doing great. Yeah, for the most part, the only good little detail that you missed was that we haven't seen each other in 6 years.
That's right.
You and the military guy have not seen each other in 6 years.
That's right.
Okay. So it's the update, I guess, that we're getting, I'm assuming you're on with this because he's either home now or he's due home very soon?
He will be home in 1 week.
In one week. Okay.
So excited.
I am very excited. I'm nervous, I'm anxious, and I've been playing out the moment of when we actually first see each other at the gate over and over my head. So it probably won't go that way. I'll probably fall down or something, but it's very exciting.
So are you still writing to each other and everything's pretty much the same since we talked to you a couple months ago?
Yeah, we still write every now and then, depending on the timing. We actually Facebook chat, and he sends, like, we write letters and everything. And my schedule's been really, really crazy for March. I swapped so many days just so I could have a lot of time off at the end of the month to spend time with him. And I've been working 6 days straight with 1 day off in between for the past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Good for you, man. You are really into this guy.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a big deal, I guess. And in my 1 day off last week, he knew about my 1 day off and actually sent me flowers. So I received flowers.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So are you? Do you guys?
This is really kind of nerve wracking because you're building it up so much. Like your level of expectation is so high for when he comes home in a week. Are you nervous about that?
Yes and no. I think we understand each other, and we're just on the same level about it.
Totally.
And we've kind of expressed the feelings that we have, but I don't know. It'll come out, I think, you know, once he's actually here.
For sure.
So the guy that initially called us looking for you, have you been in contact with him at all?
I haven't, and so the main reason, because I actually emailed Bert about it, was I had found out that after I'd been on the show, that there was some negative things that were being said about the military, and I just wasn't cool with that, and I didn't want to get involved.
Oh, his brother had said some negative things through an email to Bert.
Correct.
The guy who was initially looking for her, his brother.
Oh, remember that part of the brother came in to defend. You weren't here, but it got kind of funny because the brother came on and was trying to defend his brother and was kind of like.
But did anybody insult the brother, or did she just say, "I'm seeing somebody else"?
Well, we were giving the brother the hard time for being an adult and coming to the defense of his brother who was initially trying to find her.
Then
he sent subsequent emails that we read the next day that he did say something negative about the military. Just trying to he didn't make, I don't think he meant to be insulting about the military, but he was just trying to have his brother compete with this military dude for this woman's
affection. But there was never a competition, right?
No.
So do you consider this guy, the guy, what branch of the military is he in?
He's in the Army.
So do you consider your Army man like your boyfriend? Like if somebody asked you the question, do you have a boyfriend? What is your answer?
I tell them I don't have a boyfriend, but I probably will on March
26th. Oh, okay.
Okay, so I gotta, where's my calendar? March 26th is next Friday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
exactly.
Can we talk to you again next Friday morning and then definitely on the Monday after that?
Yes.
Oh, for sure. I don't know exactly what time he'll be here on Friday when he... Actually, he's supposed to have a layover in Ireland, and he's supposed to have all the flight information. But, yeah, I can definitely talk Friday morning, I guess, building up to how I feel on that day.
We definitely want to talk to you before he gets to town, so Friday morning would be perfect.
Yeah, if he gets...
How
if
exciting.
If he gets in before 10 a.m., just tell him to wait at the airport.
Right.
Hey, Barbara, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Yeah, no problem.
This has turned into a cool story.
Very cool.
Very cute.
From love lost and found to love coming home.
Yay!
Aww. So sweet.
Hey, Barbara, we'll check in with you next Friday, okay?
All right, sounds good.
And cool. Barbara, I mean, if you're sure you don't want to come down here to Filene's basement sometime today and pick out your wedding dress, just in case, just say,
you
know.
You should meet him wearing a wedding dress.
Pick him up at the airport in your wedding gown.
Yeah.
For sure.
Totally.
I live 5 minutes away, so maybe.
All right.
Yeah, you should.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.